唱歌，他们这关键卫生间弄应酬，我说也不讲也不来个有。
Number two hopes that everyone had a good rest in the Alaya wisdom.
Reteng aso chetang ni kupate ni dokte ni mo lega jo yang ni kupi ni dok nga na nga so japan da wo che yobre. Ni khong na ni dok nga na nga so japan da. Marbe. Ya.
Usually it's like when we're working. We're working in everyday life and fall asleep at night. It's like resting in Alaya basis of all.
Hola, so tan roba naungkan thadanya de simjin tamje ju thundo. Sigi ni jin thalem ne ba yang da ba zo ba sanje ju kombar ba ju dobar sa. Dei che do Then Samba Molamla, Tusan Gomsum, Jesuber Jewanyab, Samba Sancho, Chodo, Tokje Bongo, and the Tang the Sombrio. Samba Molam.
In order to benefit all sentient beings,
Tamje Lama,
and to free all of them from both samsara and Nirvana, and in order to do that, with such motivation, please listen to the teachings with the inspiration of wanting to hear, contemplate, and meditate on the prayer of
Maitreya. Then they bakcha yagre, bakcha get no bad con and condom, then they get some cabbage. I remember.
So at this point, we are reciting the prayers in two languages, Tibetan and English. And by reciting in two languages again and again, we are making a strong connection and habitual imprints. And such habitual imprints.
And that,
such habitual imprints will progress and one will become very learned in both languages. Since the Dharma has to be taught through language, then if one is mastered, one has mastered in languages, then one will be skilled in teaching the Dharma.
Then is Hagung Di, then Ke Yapo Madawa, Ke Yapo Mambo Yava, Tesu Kangan Doya, La Gabu Yunaya, then Ke Mambo Landongo, not Sagamari.
Even though there are many nice languages in the world, on this earth, but if you try to recite in all the languages, then we will never finish. But in the future, we need to recite, you all need to recite in all the different languages.
Yeah. Then you get to be true, Tamji. chik dang tume rang yin le de pe ser rang ngu ma du pa tong jin nam ka ta wa xi par sa wu ngi par sa wu.
All phenomena of duality, perceived and perceiver, are free from the nature of one and many. Therefore, one should know, one should realize that nature, the self-nature of all, is non-existent, and it's a complete emptiness, shunyata, like the space.
Te tawa tong chen nam kha tawa ngishi chipi jiso, ngishi teye ngang do tene lo je lo te yawa.
After one has gained certainty in that nature of a great emptiness, like the sky or space, then one should rest freely in that nature.
Tene gomchor te hirap je parudu simpa gomchor re gomram re. Tongba, tongba che yang madrupa le mekpa, mek chokpa se na, tene gom devo yare.
That way of meditation is from the, is the meditation from Prajnaparamita Sutra, and it's easy to focus or concentrate on this because one can just rest in a great emptiness, complete shunyata.
Tene malan tiche nani, machi pata mojong ta rangi manchi ne manchi. Namrik manchi, ngui manchi, tungpa chun na tokpa riko sunju te, chakye te, tungni tokpa malam re, te malam te tuyanda yapo san no tang, yang nyapar yapo.
And this is what is taught here in the Maitreya prayer in verse 13, which says, future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty. One should contemplate on that and
then gomrem de ranje gomrem de toni gomrem na ne re ina ya tadange sandem rabo du de shu shu.
And that's mainly meditation on emptiness from the Svatantrika Majjhamaka school, which is in the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness. And Rupich is just reminding you briefly.
tenpa dunga, zonchu la tenpa dunga, dra la tenpa dunga, nyin la tenpa dunga, danyin jorwa la tenpa dunga la sopa nam. Malam yin do, chik dan to me rang yin lin de pe sir na, rang yin me parishi parasao.
Suffering based on one's own body and suffering based on wealth and suffering based on friends and enemy and suffering based on the changes taking place in friends and enemy are all free from any entity of one and many. And so therefore, all of these should be seen as illusion-like. Dream-like and illusion-like.
Te tawe dunga nam mlam yin to yene rang yin je madrup na yang denpari khenpa nam do la ten te dunga mpribe se na den yin je nam do jang che do teni dunga rang yin je madrup nga la nyampari ya te dunga la denpari khenpa nam do jang go pari.
So all of those are like dream where they do not exist right from the beginning. However, because of the thought that is clinging on to true existence of all of those, then such clinging is increasing. In order to purify or transcend that, then one needs to contemplate on they being free from one and many, and contemplate on dream-like and illusion-like.
Ma chi pa tang ma jong tang, rang yin ma chi, ne ma chi, nam re ma chi, ngay ma chi, tong pe chu na to para sho.
Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty. Meditation from the Prasangika, Madhyamaka point of view, is that in the Savatantrika Madhyamaka meditation, when one is meditating on emptiness, like the space, there's still slight fixation on emptiness. And at the Prasangika level, then one needs to go beyond such fixation on emptiness. And it has to go beyond all the elaborations of the extreme of existence or non-existence. And one's mind should rest in Shunyata, which goes beyond all.
The Nelo Chuyang Tudra in Besena, the Gomzongi Hirab, the Nelo Yang Tuba the Travare. Gomza chuyeng tuda re, gomzi jilo yang tuda yinpe se na, te gomza tuda tang gomzi tuda ni, jikdo dipanda ore. Chola chuy yakpa, marla mar yakpa.
Nature of all phenomena is free from all elaborations, dhammata. And so, therefore, the mind which meditates on that, the prajna which arises from meditation, is also in the nature of freedom from all elaborations, dhammata. And so therefore, one which is to be meditated upon is in the nature of free from all elaborations. And one that meditates upon is also free from all elaborations. And so therefore, they are like in one genuine union, like water mixing in water or dissolving in water, and the butter dissolving in butter, melting in butter.
Jumsin Yona, Tene, Tony, Topo Jumsin Yere. Chutamje, Tony, Imbe Jumsin, may not talk to be Jumsin Yam ever. This and a man at any Tony Imbe Jumsin to somebody.
In connection to the selflessness of phenomena, then we have this aspiration, the 13th verse. Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhammadhatta, which is empty. So, because there are many reasonings why the nature of all phenomena is emptiness and shunyata, therefore, there are many reasons why one can realize, one can have the realization of emptiness. For that reason, before making such aspiration, there are many reasonings of reasonings are taught in order to realize all dharmas are emptiness.
Then the jeva may be jumping la mong be ngu bo nam chu jin yang da bar am ton dam baram ne lo la jeva may ba yin de senang ge ngu bo nam da le da ma je ba kan da le ngo tha te be yin le ma je be se da da yin ni ga le ma je be se da jumi le jian na Hajang Tarwa, good news, Hajang Jimbo, you be said. This and Nanta Yele Majibus and Nata Jeva member. Tender won't hit him.
So the first all dharmas, all phenomena are not born because. They are not arising from themselves, and they do not arise from something other than themselves, and they do not arise from both self and others, and they do not arise from no causes. That will be too extreme. And so therefore, all phenomena have no birth because they do not arise from neither of these four extremes.
Then the Jeva Mabati, Padin Dava Trapa Oman Joba, Simji Trukwale, Teni Tilin Jumi, Yinda Lejan Kalahi, Nyaka Lejamai, Jumi Ban Kalahuki, Tahi Jimi Jitamja Yate, Then in Tahi Rini Jeva Mabe. Rikpe namrang ta ye pa songpa re di se na oman yo kwa lop yong se na yang yak bu yore.
So, this reasoning of not arising from four extremes is taught in the Majjhimaka Avatara by the great master Chandrakirti, where he said that they do not arise from self, do not arise from others, how can they arise from both? And they do not also arise from no causes. And so therefore, in order to understand this, one can also study the Majjhimaka Avatara.
Tetar maungpa ngopo nam ta yele jeva mepa ina, yang depi ngopo yangjar chiga mareva sana, depi ngopo jima ta donga simpa sena,
So that was for the future phenomena, sorry. Future phenomena. And so, since the future phenomena have no birth, no arising, and so how about the past phenomena? So the past phenomena have no inherent nature, because Because they have already ceased their existence, already disintegrated, and they will not arise again.
Then nga chun de pa chen be nam do tang de pe donga la so pa kan de de na yang de te sar sa pa re ma to ning bang ga char ba te chig ma re.
So whenever we remember the past, either like the sufferings from the past or any memory of the past, it's not that the same thing is arising again. The past things are arising again. in the present, but they're all different and new.
Tene nga tsu semje dungan rawo che no yo nga la nga ma dunga chu te yang jar che son samba che yung gre te nam do ndrupa ra ma to tene de pu dunga tsu gang gang ga tsare yang jar che ma re.
And sometimes we have this thought that we have suffering from the past and we think it's arising again, but actually it has already ceased, and so it cannot arise again. So it's a confused thought which thinks that it's arising again, but actually it's not.
Neda namdo laso ba tamche te dan song ba wo.
In a similar way, sickness and other thoughts are also in the same nature.
Rang yi man chi se ta tan dar chung bo ro na ten ra wo yin na ta tar chung bo la rang yi me bu chung sen kar sa ta tar chung bo na chu ji rang yi mi de ji ge de me rang yi len de be se man lam cho da yi.
And the present phenomena also have no inherent nature, because they are not existing in any entity or nature of one and many. They are free from one and many, like the dream and like water moon.
Chirtang hirab je takye yang da batang na ngobo nga tsarwa tang ma je ba ni je parda la tene je yinba da yo yinba ma do pare yo yinba.
If you analyze with the prajna in detail, then between something that has already arisen and ceased in the past and something that has not arisen in the future, in between these two, past and future, there is no present thing which abides in any nature.
Karte song la mundo te ma song ba la ndo wa song da ma song ma to ba gomba hi par ma jero song ya na chi chi chi.
In the text called The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, the protector Nagarjuna said, there is no going, there is no motion on the path that has been walked on, and there is no motion on the path that has not been walked on. And in between, except for those two, you will find no motion anywhere at all.
Rova chuchin yang dakpar madrup te song simba lamla sabanga simba sena madrupa kanche ma song ba lamla sabang maji besena ser madrula song da ma song ni je parda la gomba boya mebese gomba mebese ya tarim.
So if you look at that verse, then the sentient beings in the absolute, sentient beings as a given subject, in the absolute or in the ultimate nature, there is no, neither going nor not going. Is it going? So.
On the path that's already been
walked. Already been walked or not walking, because when one has walked already on the path, that has already ceased. And so that does not exist and it's already gone. And in the future, to be walked on the path has not arisen, and so it's not existing there. And so in between these two, there is no present walking.
Dene gomba yore, kangba yoba den rova re samna, kangba yoba te yu tsarva ta ma yuba ni je parda la, yu yinba madu.
And if we think that there's a walking because there's a movement of the motion of feet, then you can also look at that in the same way, saying if we have if the feet has moved already, if the motion has taken place already, then that's past.
Tetar che na tene ya las.
That's already past, and so it does not exist. And if one has not moved, the motion has not taken place, then it's in the future, it has not arisen yet. And in between these two, there is no motion in the present.
Then is Hegarte the Chikware, Hegarte, To Savate Sava Senga Sare, Mda Madrabade Majibare, Tini Je Pata Las in his Hegar Jedamibare. Then Sarbuduwa.
And it's the same with the finger snap, the snapping finger. If you have snapped the finger already, then it's already gone in the past, and it does not exist in the present. And if one has not made the sound, then it's in the future to make sound, and it does not exist. Such sound does not exist. And in between these two, there is no present. But then if we ask, but still we can experience the appearances as real, they appear as real, and there's also thought that clings on to these appearances as real, and so therefore they do exist. And which is that's not not necessarily. It's the same as like the dream. In the dream experiences, they appear as real, and mind perceives them as real, but they do not exist.
Tetar, tatar ju ngubu namla, hirab yang dakpe, ta hin kienu, tene senang ga ngubu gang yang, ni mase pare. Senang ga ngubu gang ga rang yin jang ni mase pare.
In that way, if one examines the present phenomena with such prajna, such analysis of wisdom, then one cannot find the existence of anything outside or inside, existing in any form.
Rangyin manchi. Ta rangyin manchi pa chotela tene hirabje jepa jachembo zohi. Hirabje jepa jachembo ta mangbo ta samozo ko.
Analyze this line, which says, present phenomena have no inherent nature. One can analyze that with extensive reasoning and logic.
Tether te na tandar che na tatar je ngobo dang, tatar je nawan de la, da san na yang, rang da san na yang, da yin pe jun zi mi ni. Yin la yin san na yang, yin pe jun zi ma dhubar.
And so if we examine the present phenomena, when we have such self-clinging as individual, oneself, and others, if we really analyze, we can't find any true reasoning to say, to establish that clinging.
Tene malam do nga nga sa na ngan zin zo, tela tende yin yin samgu do, ina ya nika la jom sin yang da pa kanya yom. Nam do trupa samgu.
In the dream, we also do the same labeling as oneself, as individual self, oneself, and then we see others outside as outside phenomena, others. But if you really analyze that dream experience, there's no clear reasoning or logic to establish that experience.
Tene malam yendo da da yin madrupa serna da yin la tupi dunga da kanga mandrapa na sopa sangi singi tiso yang madrupa.
And so therefore, in the dream, when we analyze and don't find self and others, then all the experiences that we go through in the dream, all the suffering and pain, this and that, blah, 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 have no inherent nature.
The hirab je che na mani na mani ba de ne lo re ra ba ina yang yo ba nyam nyu yo ba de mala ngo ma che ba da bo tru ba nyam nyu re yo ba nyam nyu de.
If you analyze the dream in the dream, then
When you
analyze and find out there's no such thing existing at all in that experience, you know, that finding is the experience of wisdom or prajna, knowledge. And when we experience things as real and appearing in the dream, then that experience is from a confused mind.
Then the tatar jungo bo rang yin ma dro pa te ta he thur ma dra wa na so pa yo re gom bo zo rup jo o ma tsa wa khi rab le ra zi ni kha tsa den le bi ni kha tsa den ji go ni khe pa re.
The present phenomena, the nature of present phenomena not existing in any true nature, has extensive teaching and reasoning from the cycle of teachings from Nagarjuna in his Mula Prajna, or the fundamental
wisdom of the middle way.
Fundamental wisdom of the middle way. There are 21 chapters, which 27 chapters which deals with that reasoning.
Then Rabbi Rabzi. Nikhyo tsabdun ji khe gubi jumtsin de tonyi de samo da tramo da tokwar kawa la ten de chujin la jarso mandrava zay de tene nikhyo tsabdun sumbare.
The reason why there's such a detailed teaching, like 27 chapters in this text, is because the emptiness, the shunyata nature, is very subtle and very difficult to understand, and so therefore Nagarjuna taught emptiness in relation to many different
subjects.
Then to law le law in to the hetsar madava mambu zo go mar hetsar che gande gire.
If it's easy to understand, then we don't need so many different ways of talking about it. We can just talk through one simple way.
Ne manji si jute karasa, ne te ngacho doyosa sagong, ne no jinjik tende re. Ne no jinjik tende ya manji pa madrupa re. Manji pa ta madrupa pe karakhe ge. Mala, joma, chota dhanda kore.
And then this line which says there is no actual location, it is referring to the location where we are abiding or existing on, which is the earth or the universe. And the example to show there's no such actual location is like a dream, like illusion.
Then ne no jinjik de sagong de che che rang yi me ba yin de teng wo ge tong ba se ne den ba yo na teng wo yo ko re teng wo me ba se na teng wo ge tong ba se na den ba ma de ba ta re teng wo ge teng na.
This globe as given subject does not exist in the nature, in true nature, because it is free, or it does not exist truly in the nature of having top and bottom, is it? Top and bottom. And so, therefore, and therefore, it will also be free from all the sides and directions.
Tene ting sang sagong de ting wo ke tong ba ta, tene to le la wo cha yo kare.
It's easy in these days to understand this globe is free from top and bottom.
Tene toni mogomba toni la yiji meba so sagong la tengo meba hige yore.
Those who does not meditate upon emptiness and those who does not have confidence in the view of emptiness also understands that this globe has no top or bottom.
Tengo me na yan tengo ka thani me na yang rong hige mare tengo ka thani thaba.
Even though there's not really any which part of this globe is top or which part of this globe is bottom, but we name, you know, we label certain part being top and certain part being bottom because without such labels one cannot communicate. This globe also exists, I mean, or located in the great space. And so the space has no direction, space has no directions, and so therefore it is also difficult to say where it is located. This globe is located in the space.
Then Namrik Manchi Hiba Kapso Namhi Madhaba Tembara. Namhi Cho Drogan Choji Kandina Manchi Pama Madhuba Indi Rong Lin Devas. Kanaya Muru Kanya Mur Kanya Mambasa. Rong Katonga De Tongbare.
And the line where it says there is no perception is referring to different classes of consciousness. The six consciousnesses or the eight consciousnesses, and when it says there is no perception, it means that it is it does not exist because it has not arisen or come from any, and it has not gone or ceased in any, and so therefore there is no perception.
Namreva namhi chujin yang tapar madrupa yinti Hirab samiche na jewa mame, neba mame, ngakwa mame kuse.
Perception as giving the subject, as being the subject, does not exist ultimately because it has not arisen and it has, it does not abide anywhere and it does
it does not cease anywhere.
When not analyzed in the mere appearance, then there is a present perception, the mere consciousnesses. But when analyzed, then they do not have
any existence.
Then the next one, when it says there are no outer things, then it's referring to the remaining things that are the objects, the form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, all of those things also do not exist.
Tene nanga namhi manchi pa madrupa yina ti mayur yang zuta taru riza manchi pa madrupa chagure. Yurti madrupa?
Since the subject or the perceiver, consciousness, does not exist, therefore its objects, these six objects, also do not exist.
Jumsin tisena chu tamje tongba ni imbe, jumsin yang takpa yebe sena tongba ni na tongba chu na tokpari kho sumbare.
Therefore, you know, these are the perfect reasonings to show that all phenomena are empty and emptiness and shunyata. So therefore, this aspiration is made here saying, may I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty. Recite this verse 3 times, verse 13.
Manjonda, my ye, my ye, nema, namre, my ye, numa, dombe, shune, doba, my ye, bada, manjonda, my ye, my ye, nema,
namre, my ye, numa,
dombe, shune, doba, my ye, bada, manjonda, my ye, my ye, nema, namre, my ye, numa.
That's on page 15.
Deva last open, they took a simjin and la, and they managed them.
We make the aspiration now to those sentient beings who we have good connection, bad connection, changing connection of good and bad, and so on. We make the aspiration now.
Oh, you sentient beings, I have the good of that connection. As soon as you have learned this confused dimension, may you be born in the West.
Then is Sang Yang, the ring 19 years, then the Jobani, Saki Malan the Kongo, Samon the Saki Malan Yigan.
Tomorrow's schedule is the same as today, and you need to bring both the prayers, Mahamudra prayer and the Maitreya aspiration prayer.
Then is Sang Yindong Concertos here.
Tomorrow we'll do, Rumichi will teach on meditation from the Shenton point of view, and then we'll enter the Mahamudra part.
Tene parta ni chiran su de samba manam jen jehe yore, jehe tesu yablo kogdo.
And in between, you should read the commentary on the Maitreya aspiration, which is in the second part of the
book.
By studying the commentary, then one will understand how important this aspiration prayer is. Those of you who haven't received the Mahamudra aspiration prayer, Ramachandra will leave it on the table, and please help yourself.
Yeah.